You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So odds and ends, there's a story going around. You know, that's so easy later in life to say, this is what they should be teaching kids in school. Mm-hmm. There's some survey of like 1,000 adults asking the adults how valuable each one of these things are out in the real world. So in other words, what should kids be learning in school? And I can only imagine some teachers rolling their eyes right now when they hear this. But it's kind of an interesting story. And then some of the usuals are in there. How to use a computer, get that. Spelling yep. and grammar, I don't.
Sure.
I mean, I do think that kids should be learning that. Whether they are or not, I don't know. The one that jumped out, though, and that Jer and I wanted to talk about was number 5 on the list out of all the things on there, how to write a check or balance a checkbook. And 92% of people say they think that is still useful.
Maybe not I don't know. I mean, checks still come and go a little bit, but the whole balancing, let's just change the word of checkbook, just balancing your bank account. How about that?
Yeah, so I think what people are doing, because a lot of people throw their hands up like, whoa, this is so antiquated. Why do kids need to learn this? I think they're misunderstanding. But the whole idea of balancing a checkbook is pretty much about money management and knowing what goes in and what goes out, whether that's in a checking account or in your
Excel spreadsheet or I just have like a spiral notebook, you know? It's like you write it down somewhere so you have something visually and you can point to and be like, okay, I got that much cash.
You're kidding.
It's important. Right? It's important. What's that?
Are you kidding?
What?
About the spiral notebook?
No, we've got various spirals where we actually still write a lot of things down when it comes to all that. It's just a majority of the balancing and all that goes to Knick Knack, and that's just the way she likes to do it. She's old school.
That's interesting.
She writes it in spirals.
Well, I'm old school in that, you know, I keep a checkbook register.
Yeah.
And I do it. I have a personal account, and then I've got my business. And my business account, you know, really is it's kind of a nightmare because there's so many ins and outs with that. Whereas in my personal, I think I write 1 to 2 checks a month, and it's places that's all they'll take. They won't take mm-hmm. Zelle. They won't do something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, like the house cleaners who come to my house every 6 weeks, it's got to be a check. So I'm like, well, I better not ever throw my checkbook away because
no, you still like the check, huh?
So, yeah, number 5 on the list is how to write a check or balance a checkbook. And so many people are like, oh, that's so old.
Smart.
But I don't think it is. I think it's a good idea.
Just wrap that into all finances, investing, you know, stocks and bonds and IRAs, and blah, 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 blah. Roll that all into one big course. So
number 3
beneficial.
On the list was how to cook a basic meal. It's funny, when I was in 5th or 6th grade, they made all kids take one, I don't know if it was a semester then or a trimester. At one point when I was in school system I went to, I moved around a lot. I was a military brat, so I lived a lot of different places. There's one school that did trimesters instead of semesters.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Anyway, but there was one time for one of those couple of months that we had home ec. Did you guys ever have to do any kind of home?
Yeah, I did the cooking, the sewing, and there was something else wrapped into that.
Is that still a
woodworking
thing?
Or something? I don't know. Yeah, it's the thing. It was actually really cool when we toured the middle school that Reed's going to. They have a giant room that is, I want to say, like 10 different full kitchens. So they actually go in there and they have access to an entire kitchen and they learn how to do things, you know, on the stove and cook and everything.
I'm happy to hear this.
Yeah, I was really impressed by that, actually. I was like, holy cow, this is great.
I didn't know if they still did it. I mean, I think it was 5th grade in Oscoda, Michigan, where there was a home ec class for a couple of months. And there was one thing from all those years ago that still it reminds me of the class. And it's the thing you and I were talking about on the show the other day about how Gretchen, when she's cooking at the stove, always leaves the pot's handle sticking out. You know, like where you walk past.
Rule one is put those handles in.
And that was what I learned in home ec. The teacher was like drilling that into us. It's like, you've got to turn your handle so you don't go walking by and hit that. And hot burning grease goes flying everywhere.
Poke a belt loop on it, you know, it'll take you down.
And it's so funny. I mean, that is from a 5th grade class that and if Gretchen's cooking,
smart.
I will surreptitiously sneak over and turn it. And she might see me out of the corner of her eye. She's like, why? Leave me alone. And I'm like, I'm trying to be Mr. Safety Man here.
Yeah, for sure. That's smart, man. Very much.
A few more old school skills that the adults say should be in there. Sewing, like you mentioned a moment ago.
I still have my little dog that I made in my seventh grade home ec class. It's a bulldog that we made, and I still have it.
Of course,
believe it or not, it's in a
Tupperware.
The one that surprised me was the cursive, about having the kids learn cursive. That's dumb and stupid. I don't think I've used cursive in 25 years.
Okay,
ever.
A lot of people agree with you, but I'll throw something out there. I was talking to a friend a while back who has kids who are in high school, two high school kids. And the conversation was about when these kids go to sign their name on something, like sign a legal document, if they've never taken one class of cursive, how are kids signing their names? Do we have like two generations growing up just writing block letters?
Why
their
not?
Name
Why?
When they sign?
What's the difference? Who cares?
It's
still your block letters.
Is.
It's your handwriting style. You don't need
it's one of those,
signature
I don't
anymore.
Know what the difference is, but and yet it still kind of bothers me to think of generations signing their name, their signature, being just printed name like a bunch of kindergartners.
If I write any sort of thank you card to a listener or a client or anything, I'm just regular Jay and Aramie at the end of it. I don't do anything cursive or fancy. And it works. And in really those pin pads and stuff that you have to sign at like Walmart and Target, you can draw a smiley face on there and they'll accept it.
Oh,
so.
I understand that. But I just thought it was a great point that this mom brought up. She goes, how do kids now sign that? How will they be signing their name? And I didn't have an answer for that. And maybe some of our listeners will text in and explain. So I don't know.
Block letters are honestly better because you can really decipher who it's from. A lot of times your cursive signature is just a scribble. I mean, I know yours is just like a giant D.
And D and then a...
And then a squiggle. And you're like, squiggle
who is
line.
This
giant D?
It's called the power D, my friend. The power D. Only 74% of people thought algebra was important. I don't know. The complaining about math always makes me laugh because math is actually part of so much of our lives. And people think it's not, but it is. So it's kind of immature to say, we don't need to learn math. Well, you kind of do. 71% said the same about memorizing all 50 state capitals.
What's the capital of Louisiana?
Yeah, so is that Baton Rouge?
It is. Right? Good job.
You like the way I said it, huh?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. I'm thinking that I might agree with this one. I'm not sure how important it is to know that Juneau is the capital of Alaska. But
I'm not sure why, but it just seems important, right? You just got to know
does.
The country.
It's like the cursive, maybe. If they said we're no longer going to teach all the 50 state capitals, but learn the state capital where you live.
That's kind
I mean,
of
it is
kind one.
Of funny when you question Colorado high school seniors and they don't know what city is the capital
Colorado
of their
Springs?
Own state. Is that Pueblo?
Nope.
I mean, I do think that. I don't know. 55% believe that kids should still learn how to climb a rope in gym class.
That's just good physical activity. If you've got a couple whopper Fat America stories coming up and trending, so these people need to climb a lot of ropes.
And 54% think learning to play the recorder is useful.
Oh, stop.
That's what they said.